Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to 3% United Patriots Radio. Thank you for joining us this evening. I'm your host, Mitch, and I am solo this evening. That's right. It's all me. Everything that happens this evening is going to be my fault. Hopefully we have a lot of fun tonight. We're going to get caught up on a few events that happened over the last week since we've talked to you last. Some of you may recognize that song. That's one we've played before. So nice we had to play it twice. We will have a call-in section, so if you have questions and you want to talk or you got something you just got to get off your chest, want to say, feel free to call in. We'll probably do a phone call roulette on the second half of the show. You know, I keep saying I'm a lot. I'm filling a space. Sorry about that, folks. We've had some fun stuff happen. The most recent thing that we did was yesterday. Yesterday, we had the Blue Lives Matter rally down south. Came off pretty good. I know 3% United Patriots did really good down there. I've seen a lot of the things going on. I myself did not attend, unfortunately. I had some vehicular issues that slowed me down a little. But everything that I saw, even Mike's speech down there, which I heard was the best one of the day. Any opinions on that? Feel free to call in. We'll talk about it. But we went down there in support of Blue Lives. Blue Lives being the police officers that go out there and do their best to protect us. I know lots of folks out there, you know, they'll say that, you know, cops aren't the good guys anymore and they're doing bad things. And certain individuals, they may be right, but that's an individual thing. That's not the in general consensus. So we need to show support for what we have with the rest of our sheepdog community. We've got folks out there doing their best to take care of us, to make sure we make it home safely, to our jobs every day, safe and secure. You got to respect those folks. A lot of them former military, a lot of them already, you know, done their service to the country and chose to serve more. I myself always dreamed of being a sheriff. You know, due to health issues and a nice divorce, that slowed things down just a little bit. Wasn't quite able to make it in, and life marches on without you, doesn't it? But really proud of my Patriot brothers, the 3% United Patriots, going down there and helping to provide security to the event, taking care of others and giving overwatch. So thank you to everybody that went down there yesterday and made sure things happened the way they're supposed to. From what I heard, it was a very quiet event. Not any protest or opposition coming through on that particular happening. Everybody did pretty good. Nice and calm. So we also had a booth down there. Sold a few trinkets here and there, a few 3% bits and pieces. Thank you very much, Will, for going above and beyond and at the 11th hour providing us with what we could do to provide some good 3% swag to some people out there, some good vinyls, some shirts, and some other things down there. So, again, thank you, Will. Other recent events or things that are upcoming, as always, we need to chit-chat about the FTX coming up. We've got a lot of stuff planned for it. We've got our usual gambit that we're going to run. We've got – sorry, folks, this isn't as much fun to do without old Mikey here. Going back and forth with the delightful banter and the messing around and stuff definitely flows a lot better. At the FTX, we'll be providing basic training, basic muzzle discipline, basic motion, basic magazine change and stuff. We'll be covering all the things that you folks out there that – aren't quite up to speed on some of these things, need to practice, and we'll be covering them. And as usual, we'll be covering them for free. We're not looking to make any money at this. We're just looking to get everybody up and moving and up to the same skill level. Lots of folks won't want to come out or don't want to come out because, you know, they don't feel that they have the ability to do what it is some operators do. The first step is the most important step. Don't be afraid to come out and trip and fall. Don't be afraid to get dirty. Don't be afraid to embarrass yourself. We've all done it. Heck, I still do stupid stuff every day that everybody gets a point and laugh at. Just enjoy entertaining people if you can. So one of the other things we're going to provide out there, we're going to have a shoot house for some of the more advanced shooters. This one's a pretty good time. You get to learn how to stack up on a door. You get to learn how to enter with more than one person. Lots of folks say, you know, I've done that before. I'm fine. I don't need trained. I don't need taught. I don't need anything in addition to what I've got. You know, I used to be pretty good at riding a bicycle. But I tell you what, if I hopped on that bicycle now, there's probably not any jumps that are going to happen. No sidekicks, no curb hops, no bunnies, no nothing. Chances are I'm probably going to wobble like the first time I rode that bike. It's been a few years since I've hopped on a bike. It's the same thing. You may have stacked on doors before. You may have kicked a few in. You may have had great opposition going into a room. You may have done that job in one branch of the military or another, but not doing that job for a while, letting those skills get rusty, letting the dust build up on those skills. It's always good to get them cleared up, get out there and have a good time and hang out with some other folks and knock the dust off. Always a good time, and it's always something that should be done. I think everybody should get out there once a month and try and get trained up, try and knock that dust off. And for those that haven't done it before, it's a hell of a good time. You never stacked up on a door with several other folks. It's invigorating, to say the least. It's a very good time, exhilarating. Can't pass enough hope off that everybody takes the opportunity to come out and learn to do a few things for free or knock the dust off, whatever it is, whatever your skill level is, and come enjoy some time with some fellow patriots. Spend some time out there getting to know each other, making those connections, finding those people that live just down the street from you that you can, you know, hang out with and either build teams with them and be able to feel safe or join the RRT, interview for the RRT. We've got quite a few folks coming out to do that. Folks that haven't met members of the RRT yet, and these state shoots are a really great opportunity to get out there and chit-chat with other members of the RRT. We're also going to have a comms section. The comms is going to be lots of fun, hoping that we can put on a little bit of a fox hunt out there. We got our state comms director who's going to be running that show out there and making sure all this stuff happens. Great guy, very knowledgeable. He has another gentleman that works with him also. Great guy, very knowledgeable. If we could get a little fox hunt going on out there, trying to mess around with those radios a little bit and learning how to use them, because it's just the same as that bicycle. If you've never ridden it, it's very hard and kind of violent the first couple of times. But once you get on it, it's not so bad. So another thing that can be learned, and I know lots of folks out there are looking for a little bit of training on the ham radios. How to use them, what lingo to use, how to program it, or even just set it up. I know the first time I turned on my UV5R Plus, I was pretty lost. Accidentally sent a sound out here and there, and you know, you're not supposed to do that if you're not licensed, and it's kind of hard to know what to do if you haven't been through it or somebody hasn't helped you. So you want to learn how to do a little ham radio and learn how to program and get things set up and learn how to communicate with the other folks in the state, come on out. Comms ought to be able to help you out with that. We're also going to have a medical tent out. Now, the medical tent, we're not isn't necessarily going to be running around teaching folks anything, but we got you covered should you have an issue. If anybody's been to any of our state events before, they know that it's just a good time. No matter what you do or what you're thinking of it, it's going to be better than what you think when you get there. Lots of folks, lots of very friendly folks are going to be out there helping and trying. So hopefully we have a great group of folks to come out and see us. For some odd reason, the radio show is telling me that I've got about 30 seconds left. I'm not sure what's happening with it. We could be going off the air. We had a couple technical issues before we start. Ladies and gentlemen, if this does happen, I apologize. And we'll see in about 22 seconds whether or not this is true. If it does happen, folks, I apologize. And we'll be seeing you again next week. Sorry for any confusion. Now we're down to about 10 seconds, and we'll see if the world ends. But, folks, thank you very much for everything that you folks do out there and coming around. And we've got is there anybody out there? Can you hear me?
dead beneath the sand. Your combat won is over. Let's pay rough to live so grand. You reap what you sow, you pay what you owe. Let you bathe yourself in greed. You rob what you take, your world is fake. There's no